Big Sloth.
Hey, everybody. I'm somewhere in space, and if you can hear this, I've been floating around for 2 days now, maybe three, I don't even know, but I've lost track of time, and I'm bored. I don't know if my friends are coming for me, but I do know that nice guy is going to pay.
What are we going to do? Mr. Sean is gone. It's been 6 days since he disappeared.
I don't know. But Carter and Christopher Pickles have been in the science lab trying to figure everything out that they can. Are we even going to be able to put out an episode this week?
I think that is the least of our worries right now. I think that what we need to do is hold down the fort.
Why don't we try and do the episode?
That doesn't seem like that bad of an idea. Why don't you and I do something hilarious together? And maybe we make the children laugh. Well, Mr. Sean is indisposed.
So, right around now, if I was on the show, I would tell people that we were going to do something cool this week. But this week, I think that I'm just going to stare at this rock and float. This week, on potato, salad, marmalade. Kick it.
Cha-chow! Welcome to this week's episode of Potato Salad Marmalade. We've got a good program for you. We think we've never done this, just the two of us.
We're gonna try and make it exciting. And make it so the fans of PSM stick around. While Carter and Christopher Pickles sit in the science shed and figure it out. Oh, S-Hom, I've got a question for you, and it has to do with living in a Wii.
Okay, what do you want to know?
Well, I was gonna say, is it like a tiny house? Do you ever think to yourself, there's not enough room here for two people? Or is there always enough room because you and Miss Jocelyn have pared down all of the essentials that you have, and you are able to just get by on the bare necessities in your life? And just enjoy the finer things.
Well, what we do together is we shop at least for food every day instead of buying in bulk. So what we have is only the essentials, and we have limited storage, so we don't have, as you would say, media files. So we have only streaming music and television services. So we don't have knickknacks. It's all very bohemian, like a New York apartment or something. If that's what you mean, yeah. So it's very good. We have a good time.
That's kind of what I had assumed it would be like. But I wasn't sure. Oh, hold on. We just got a telegram.
A telegraph? I didn't even know that there were telegraphs here in the office.
Yeah, we have telegraphs here in the office. As it turns out, evidently, we have telegraphs. This telegraph comes in from Alexander Graham Tyler. And it says, "Have you ever watched King of Fitness?" "No, I haven't. But I heard it's expensive to make."
Hey. Hey, I see you. You. Are you a space dog? Hey, I'm not hallucinating. I see you. Come here. Come here, doggy. Doggy on a space rock. Doggy on a space rock. I see a doggy. I see a doggy. I see a doggy on a space rock. Come here. Oh, come here. I see a doggy on a space rock. I see a doggy on a space rock. Hey, doggy. Hey. Where are you from? You want to be my friend, Mr. Doggy? Oh. You have a collar. Oh, it's got a tag on it. What's your name? Oh, it says Max. M-A-C-K-S. Max. That's a really cool name. Well, if you're my friend, I am going to call you Maximum Overdog. As in Maximum Overdrive, but you're a dog because you're not a car. Maximum Overdog. Now we're going to be best buddies. Come over here. Sit on my rock. I'm going to sing a song to you. Well, you are my doggy friend on my doggy friend rock.
You know the best part about the show right now? No dad jokes. Not one. All the stuff that Mr. Shaw would normally say, he's not saying because he's not here. But that's so sad because we don't know where he actually is. I've never been so scared as home. I've never been so afraid. Nice guy scares me.
Jeffrey, you don't understand. What started out as a simple contract to make a few dollars turned into a nightmare sentence for the guys. I know that Carter and Sean wanted this to be something wonderful, but it's not. It's become something more, something dangerous. Now, the boys need to prove something. And right now, Carter's in that shed, Christopher Pickles, and they are trying their best to find Mr. Sean. And I hope they will. I'm praying they will.
Well, what if they don't? What if he never comes home?
And I'm singing my funny dog song here on my funny dog rock. Singing my funny dog song here on my funny dog rock. Singing with my funny dog song here on my funny dog rock. Funny Dog Rockin' song. I'm a funny dog rockin' rock. Maximum Overdog. I can't wait to get home and show you to Carter. He is gonna love you. He is gonna think that you are like the bee's knees. Cause you are... Wait, hold on. Hang on one sec, Maximum Overdog. I just got a text. I have to do a commercial for Omnop Corp. I swear. I'm not... No, stop, Maximum Overdog. I swear. I've got it together. I totally know what's going on. Listen, it's for a diaper rash cream, and it's made from mayonnaise. And I expect you're going to understand and believe this one. Listen, Maximum Overdog, say goodbye to red and irritated skin and hello to soft, smooth skin. Their unique formula is made from the finest mayonnaise, not only providing relief, but also nourishing and moisturizing baby's delicate skin. The best part? It's safe, gentle, and free from harsh chemicals, Maximum Overdog. No more tears, no more discomfort, just happy, healthy skin. Don't wait. Try diaper rash cream made from mayonnaise today and see the difference for yourself. It's available now at your local grocery store from Omnopcore. Maximum Overdog, what do you think of that?
Mr. Sean, I heard you doing a commercial.
Oh, hey, nice guy, Guy. It's good to see you.
Yes, I'm here to talk to you because I heard the commercial, and I'd like to say, I'm sorry.
Oh, thank you so much. Does this mean it's time to come home now?
Sorry I didn't do this sooner.
Oh, okay. That's really mean of you. How about I tell you I'll do the show again, and I'll do it without Carter. Just let me come back to Earth.
Mr. Sean, you don't understand. This is your punishment for 43 episodes of terrible podcasting.
Well, terrible's harsh. By the way, meet Maximum Overdog. This is the coolest dog ever, and Maximum Overdog thinks you're mean.
Oh yeah? Maximum Overdog is not cool. I'm cool. I'm Nice Guy Guy.
By the way, we're examining that name. You are not so Nice Guy Guy now.
I totally don't care. Anyway, wanted to come in and mock you for a second while you were outside of arm's reach and you were floating in the middle of space. Guess what?
What?
Chicken butt! I'm closing this portal now. Bye!
I'm stuck.
And that's why I think strawberry ice cream is the best of all the ice creams and deserves its place in the pantheon of ice creams.
That's why I disagree. Tin Roof Sundae is not just the best ice cream, but it is the only ice cream worth your time when it comes time to ice creams.
Well, I disagree with you, my friend, and that's okay. Because disagreements are what make podcasting great. If it weren't for disagreements, we wouldn't have fun Thanksgivings.
Or moderately interesting kids' birthday parties.
Correctamundo.
Now that they have been separated, We can destroy the podcasting satellites. Minions, before us is opportunity rising. Those satellites in the sky beam podcasts from competitor networks. As we destroy them with our lasers, we will become the dominant force in podcasting. No longer will they mock OmniCore. The world will stand at our doorstep, eager for our entertainment. Our podcasts will be among the most respected in the world, and they will come to know the name OmniCore. Minions, point the lasers! Destroy! Success! Now they'll have to come to us for all of their podcasting needs, making us billions of dollars per month. Ha 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 ha! OmniCore. Here for tomorrow, here for you.
Maximum Overdog, you're cute. I wish you had a jetpack. Because if you had a jetpack, I would be able to ride you like a rocket out of here. I have an idea, but it's a long shot.
And that is why I'm positive that Bigfoot is not real. Because I was in the middle of the forest, and despite having seen those footprints, when I looked around, he wasn't there. I went in caves, I climbed the trees, I left food out for him, I was camping in all the notable spots and places I was told to go, but he wasn't there. He just wasn't there at all. And when I came down to it, I just said, must be a faker, and he wasn't real at all. What do you think, my friend?
Well, I have to be honest. I know that Bigfoot is real, because his name is Clarence, and I went to college with him.
Wait, you went to college?
Yes, I went to the Culinary School of Arts in Chicago, and it was important to my mom that I get my degree, so I could be as good a chef as her.
So you're a chef? But don't you only make Pop-Tarts?
What can I say? I'm just really good with a toaster.
That's, disappointing, actually.
Hey, man, your name has your job in it. So don't judge me.
Take that, Spotify.
Nice guy. We've got Spotify.
Yes, take down all of the satellites. Make sure that no broadcasting will happen ever again. Next is Podbean.
Yay, Podbean.
They'll never stop me now that I've defeated them. Carter, Sean, Divided, they can't stop me. I'm the... I mean, what am I now? Once upon a time, I had a goal. I was a lonely man in a grocery store, giving out samples of olive loaf. And I worked my way up the chain at OmniCore and was tricked into villainry. Here I am today, blowing up satellites. And you know what?
What?
I feel good.
And that is why I tell you that Marshall Tucker Band is probably the most important band of the 20th century.
I gotta be honest with you, I can't disagree. They've done things that were revolutionary and also by and for visionaries in the entertainment space. They are just revolutionary.
I could not agree more, my friend.
When I slap your butt, Maximum Overdog, I want you to bark. Bark as loud as you can, as hard as you can. And I want you to see if we can push this little asteroid closer to that big blue planet. And if we can bark and get close enough, we might have a shot at getting back to Earth. Are you ready? Here we go. Let's go. Is it working? Is it working? I can't tell if it's working. Bark again. Bark. Bark. Wait. We're moving. We're moving. Yes! Yes, Maximum Overdog. It's...
There'll be no progress here, Mr. Sean. I'm sorry. You're stuck in space.
Not so nice guy. I'm going home. One way or another, my friends are gonna find me. And when they do, you're gonna pay. You're gonna pay for this. All of this. Omnop Corps is going to pay.
We'll see about that.
Eureka! I've got it! I figured out how to find Dad!
We don't say goodnight, we say ba 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 burrito.
Jalapeno. Vegeta whale.
In a world where people watch movies.
I think I'm gonna watch a movie.
Sometimes they don't like what they see.
I don't like this movie.
But sometimes they look for the silver lining.
Wait a second. I like this part of this movie.
Joel and Andy do that work for you. The Silver Linings Playback.
I like this part of this podcast where they tell me the part of the movie I like.
Every Monday on the Peak Sloth Podcast Network or wherever you get your podcasts.